name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, if any of you were homiletic professors, professors of teaching how to give sermons, I would most surely get an F for what I'm going to say today. Because one of the principles of Orthodox homiletics is you don't talk about yourself, but you proclaim the gospel. But I have a hard time not talking about myself when I heard the gospel today. The gospel today is about the blind man. And as many of you know, I had this eye surgery that resulted in a significant bleeding problem, and the next day I suddenly lost all sight in my right eye, which, thank God, is coming back slowly. But as I was considering this, trying to look at it prayerfully, and what can I make out of this? A couple things came to me, but one thing was what St. Paul talks about seeing through a glass darkly. And I very much like the J.B. Phillips translation of this. And in Corinthians, this is what St. Paul says: when I was a little child, I talked and felt and thought like a little child. Now that I am a man, I have finished with childish things. At present, we are looking at puzzling reflections. Other places, he says, through a glass darkly. At present, we are looking at puzzling reflections in a mirror. The time will come when we shall see reality whole and face to face. At present, all I know is a little fraction of the truth. But the time will come when I will know it as fully as God has known me. And St. Paul, as we all know, talks about over and over again, life in Christo, life in Christ, life in Christ. He repeats that I don't know how many times throughout the New Testament. And he comes to a point where he says it is even no longer he who lives, but Christ who lives in him. So he is talking about how at a certain point, the goal of our life is to see reality clearly. And as I was considering this, I was realizing that I can see a little bit clearly with one eye and not hardly at all with the other. But as this was beginning to clear up a little bit, I was realizing that it is like looking at life through a dark lens. And the goal, of course, is we want to be able to see clearly. And as this was clearing, I thought, I'm coming to see a little bit more clearly the reality around here. But as I look at this from a spiritual standpoint, we see life so much through this dark lens. We see it through such in the lens of our ego, really, how we have been formed, whether what we see and interpret through the lens of our ego fits in with us, gives us security, and if it doesn't, then we criticize or judge that was just separate from how we are seeing things. Ravi Ravindra is a great Indian mystic and a professor of physics. And he says, eyes of the flesh see the things of the flesh. Eyes of the spirit see the things of the spirit. Just like we heard in the Kentuckian today, blinded in the eyes of my soul. We all have this certain blindness about us. And the ultimate growth in us spiritually is to be able to come to truly see clearly. You know, today we recited the creed. So we recited, I believe. And we can look at the doctrines that we might recite in the church. But did the creed, when it was recited, or if we recite any doctrines, did that really give us a deep sense of seeing clearly? Did it really give us an organic sense that something has been incorporated into us where the eyes of our soul, or the eye, as Jesus said, the single eye, where we really see clearly? And I'm not poo-pooing the doctrines and the dogmas and the creeds, but ultimately, as St. Paul says, when I was a child, I understood things in that way, in a mental way, in a learning way. But ultimately, it is about coming to see clearly, coming to see the truth of the reality of life. And ultimately, when we come to clear vision on that, it is really seeing life as one. Speaking of what the creed, we say, I believe in God, one God, the Father Almighty, one God. There is no other creator of all things, visible and invisible. There are not two creators here. There's only one, and there's only one life. So ultimately, as we grow in our union with Christ, we need to be growing into seeing with that single eye, where all the haze is cleared out, and we truly see clearly. There were two things that I was reflecting on also in this experience. One is that we are so filled by our senses, by what we see, what we taste, what we smell, what we hear. But, you know, we can lose our sight, we can lose our hearing, we can lose smell, we can lose taste. But it seems like two things we can't lose. One is the sense of touch. Because if we are never touched, we have no sense of orientation on this physical plane. And really, no sense of affirmation of our own beingness as a person. All we need to do is think of babies and who are never touched and their failure to thrive. That sense of touch is so vital that we receive some kind of a sense of affirmation that way. The other thing was that we can lose our physical sight, but if we have not developed any kind of a spiritual insight, spiritual eyesight, we can really be disoriented. We can be disoriented kind of on the earthly, physical plane without touch. We can be disoriented on the heavenly plane without having come to a position of seeing life clearly through our spiritual eye. And that, as I mentioned, is seeing only one life. And this life flows in everything. And it really is life that is based in divine love. That ultimately is the origin of all creation. That is the sustaining element, factor, essence in all of creation. And it is the fulfillment of all of that creation. So how do we acquire that vision? How do we start to see? Well, it seems to me that when we look at the Gospels, we look, you know, so often we hear the Gospel over and over and over again. But if we really penetrate to what is it, what really is it that Jesus is saying? What is he trying to do? And always, it seems like almost always, it is to get us to see life differently, to see life clearly, purely, and to have a pure heart. And he says, "When blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And that spiritual vision is far more valuable and ultimately far more orienting than any of our physical vision. It sustains us through all eternity. In the Kantakian that we heard today, blinded in the eyes of my soul, I draw near to thee, O Christ. And then it goes on, who art the radiant light. And it's not the light out here on a cloudy day. It's the interior light. And to recognize and see that light, we have to really look at the Gospels, not casually, but take them utterly seriously and ask, what is it? How is my Savior trying to get me to see, to clearly see life? And when we can come into that perception, when we can clearly see that way, what we really see is the resurrection flowing, emanating through all blessing of the Lord be upon you, whose grace and love for mankind, always now and ever, and to age.